Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hang on, is Michael, are you recording? Michael, you recording? Right. I'll explain what's just happened. Me and Michael shooting the breeze and
what are you talking about, Arsenal?
No, we're just talking about just how busy we've been.
Oh, yeah.
And actually talking about how the worse our lives are, the better this show is.
Yeah, well, I've got good news for you this week, Rob.
Well, I've had a busy time, and he said that you haven't got a phone at the moment, which I'm sure we'll get onto, but you just popped up in a full suit and tie at 9 a.m. on a Monday morning with your glasses on and soaking wet hair.
Yeah, too, right?
So should we do the intro to the show, or do you want to explain?
Well, I can't because I haven't got a phone, so we'll have to forgo it this week.
Okay, well, hello.
We'll do it again next week.
I'll just say hello. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Parenting Hell with Rob and Josh. Now, Josh, what can you explain?
I'm hot in this suit. Rob.
Why are you wearing a full suit with wet hair?
Because Rose is off done the school run. It's 9 a.m. As soon as we finish this, I've got to go to the Chelsea Flower Show, Rob.
Right, okay. There's a few. I'm not a semantics guy normally, but got to is a strange.
Yeah, for the health of my relationship.
Right, okay. So Rose Ike's going to the Chelsea Flower Show.
Yeah. I like going to the Chelsea Flower Show.
Yeah, okay. So your hair's soaking wet. So you've just had a shave, you put a suit on. Do you need the tie on now?
No, it was for effect, because I thought it'd make you laugh.
Oh, good work. Well done.
Sorry if I was a couple of minutes late. I was putting my tie on for a gag. I'll be honest with you, it's too hot as well. No, I've got to take it off.
Yeah, take the tie off. You can take the jacket off as well if you want.
No.
There's going to be a tip over where your hair's wet from the shower, but it's going to start to get wet again from sweat.
I might have to open my window.
You look manic. Your eyes are darting around like a junkie.
It's because I don't feel comfortable. I can see myself in my peripheral vision in a suit.
Right, we'll take the jacket off. There you go. That's better, isn't it? Tell you what, if you're still feeling a bit uncomfortable, pop your shirt off. Do it topless.
Yeah, why not? Skins.
You've got one AirPod in because the other's charging, I imagine.
No, the other's still lost, isn't it?
Oh, was it lost?
Yeah.
And also, you went down to Cornwall for the weekend.
Well, should I take you through what the last 24 hours of my life have been like?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this isn't how, Anton Dubek deals with the 24 hours before he goes to the Chelsea Flower Show. I was going to say Monty Don, but we've established before you don't know who he is.
Oh, he's a gardener. Ainsley Harriet's sister fell into a pond, didn't she, last year?
Is that right?
You know that? No, because, yeah. Did you not know that?
Yes. No.
It's a pretty rock and roll kind of do, actually.
It is. Oh, just some of the people I was there with last time, Rob. And guess who I'm going with, Rob? Our most rock and roll friend, Tom Allen, yeah.
Tom Allen, he loves it.
He loves it.
Me and you have got very different lives, haven't we?
Well, let's see how my last 24 hours hits you as stiff neck.
Talk me through it.
So we went down to Cornwall for a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Because we had to do various things in the southwest. And then on Sunday morning, we'd got a rental car, because obviously it's easier to get the train down and then get a rental car for 2 days than drive the whole way.
It's so far.
It's so pleasant on the train, Rob.
Is it, though? But then you've got to get from your house over to the west of London to get the train.
Rob.
And then you get a train, and then you get a rental car. Sounds like a buddy movie.
It is a buddy movie. We're buddies.
You're buddies.
We're buddies. So we're coming back. I've already got this situation where Blur are doing their warm-up shows.
Yeah, so Cornwall for a couple of days, and then you're getting the train back from Cornwall to Eastbourne, correct?
Yes, because Blur are doing Colchester on Friday, which I was heartbroken to miss because we're already doing Cornwall. And then Sunday, they're doing Eastbourne. I don't want to miss this because the following weekend, Wolverhampton and Newcastle, I'm at a wedding. So this is my only chance.
Sure, okay.
I'll put it in, Rob. It's a train line. 8 hours, 11 minutes.
It's a lot. Lovely relaxing, is it? Is that a stopover as well? Like, are you waiting at stations?
So, yeah, let's go to Reading, change, go to Gatwick, change, go to Eastbourne.
Can't you just fly to Newquay?
Newquay's on the other side of Cornwall. We went to the south side of Cornwall.
Yeah, but it's still Cornwall, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's about 2 hours, Rob.
Can I say this? Cornwall stresses me out and I'm not even there.
I know.
How can that narrow be so far from...
At one point it's too narrow for you, now it's too... Because all the roads are slow, Rob.
I'll just stick a big old fat four-lane motorway right down the middle of it. Get it pumping. Get the economy moving. Rip down the heart of it, HS to it.
You're not wrong about that, because that... Well, you are wrong about that, yeah. But some people try to do that.
Really?
Well, when I was a kid...
Forward-thinking legends.
The A38, Rob,
yeah,
which goes down through Devon. Don't Google it. I can see you Googling.
I'm Googling it, mate. I've got a Cornwall motorway.
No, that's not what it was.
I'm going to start a movement.
No, that's not what it was, Rob. Yeah. So at Exeter, the motorway stops, and then through Devon is just an A road, the A38. Yeah. That's as good as a motorway, but let's not get into it.
Big old fat tractor. Pirate FM. Trundling along. Why can't we just stop there? Devon and Dorset seem nice.
It's as good as a motorway. It's as good as a motorway.
Yeah, of course it is, mate. I've travelled, boy. I've been around. I went to Redruth. I know what it's like down there. It's long.
So they renamed the A38 when I was a kid the Devon Expressway, because they feared that the fact it was called the A38 was stopping business coming to Cornwall and Devon.
Right, because I thought it's not a proper proper road.
People like you, Rob.
People like me.
Bigots like you.
If I'm committing 8 hours to travel, I'm leaving the UK.
You're leaving That's the UK horrible. If you're committing 1 hour to travel, Rob. I know you. You're leaving the UK if you leave your door.
If I'm committing 8 hours to travel, I'm hopping the pond, mate.
Whereas I'm going from Penzance to Eastbourne.
Yeah. Right.
We live very different lives, Rob. We live very different lives. Penzance to Eastbourne. So I get to Penzance station, 15 minutes to the train. It's where the car drop-off is. I lock up the car. It's Sunday, so there's no one in the Europe car, so it's just a drop-in keys, dropping a box.
Penzance Europe car. Yeah, that's a stressful one.
Yeah, because it's Sunday, so it's a drop box. Just drop your keys.
Oh, God, it's so old, isn't it, Cornwall?
What do you mean?
It's Sunday, no one's there. You're allowed to work on a Sunday. What is it, the priest running the rental car? It's Sunday. Yeah, it is Sunday, that's but it's also not 1962.
There wasn't Europe car in 1962, Rob.
It was Britain car.
Yeah, I'm surprised Europe car is still allowed here, actually, after the decisions we
after
made.
After the vote.
I know, I'll be honest, Cornwall backed it. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Exactly.
The point is...
A media elite left winger, why are you holidaying in the heartland of Leave?
It's not the heartland of Leave. I'm not holidaying in the far. I'm not holidaying in Accrington. I'm holidaying in a small town in the
was it
in
Cornwall,
the red
like
wall.
Got of like money from the EU for farming or something, and then when they voted, they're like, but we still get that, don't we? And they're like, nah. Yeah.
Well, Rob, you don't need to start me on the idiocy of voting Leave. Do you know what I mean? That's not my, you know, let's not get me started on that hobby.
Let's not
make this a political broadcast. I think we can all see how well it's fucking going. Anyway.
Right. Not my words. Nigel Farage's words. Brexit didn't work. Yeah. King Brexit.
Anyway, so
you know what? I quite like paying £2 extra for a shit pair.
Rob, this is what is going to make you delighted with your day.
So you drop the car.
Drop my keys in the drop box.
Yep.
As I do it, make a joke to Rose, went, oh no, there was something in the car. We all have a laugh, walk on, tap my pockets. Where's my phone?
In the car keys in the drop box.
In the car keys it's in the Sunday. Drop box. Yeah, it's Sunday, 10 minutes to the train to Eastbourne.
The 8 hour your train ticket? Train. Have you got there?
Well, the first bit of it's on Rose's phone.
Cool.
So we get on the train. I could see it in the car, Rob.
Also, it's been good weather. It's going to be so hot in there. Yeah. That phone's going to get so hot. Is it still in there? This was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's still in there.
And you can't ring them to get it back.
No, I haven't got in touch with them yet. Get on the train with no phone.
So what time are you setting off to get to the gig?
10:15.
10:15 in the morning to go out for the night.
Yeah.
For a night out. So you're leaving Penzance at 10:15 a.m. to go out for a night out. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. So I've just got no phone now. It's so weird.
If you'd driven to Cornwall, you would have saved money on train tickets, car rental. You wouldn't have lost your phone and you could have...
Yeah, but I wouldn't have had a nice train journey.
Oh, yeah. It was lovely, wasn't it? There was no phone.
It was, actually.
Oh, you're all zen now. I've realised I don't need a phone. Fuck off.
Rob, I found some things out about myself. Yeah? I found some things out about what makes me me.
Oh, eczema?
Asthma, for fuck's sake. We've been doing this 3 years.
You must have eczema as well.
No, I haven't got eczema, thank you very much.
Are you sure?
What do you mean by that?
Just thought you'd be a bit of an eczema guy.
Fucking hell. Press the knife while I haven't even got a phone.
So, no, I just, you know, you must think I've probably got things.
Yeah. Chip on your shoulder about Cornwall.
I get really itchy arse, if that helps. Yeah.
That might be eczema.
Might be. Have a look. I'll show you next time. You can tell me. That's an expert.
We'll clip it up for Instagram. People will like that. Anyway, so I've basically got to go to Eastbourne with no phone.
Yeah.
It was a really retro day. Going to see Blur with no phone. It couldn't have been more 1995 if I've tried. It was wonderful.
Also, everything's on your phone, like all your tickets, communications, yep, everyone. Like,
exactly.
You can't really exist without a phone in the world now, even if you don't
want
one.
So I had a pen and paper, and I had to write down the phone numbers of the people I was meeting. Oh. I had to write down the train times. I had to write down the PIN number for Rose's debit card.
Because Rose wasn't coming to the gig then?
No. So in Reading, Rose is going back to London to take over on the kids.
Yeah.
I have to fly solo, no train ticket. I have to get on the train, tell him what's happened, buy a new ticket.
With cash? Have you got your cards?
I've got Rose's card, yeah.
So where's your wallet?
Because it's on my phone, isn't it?
So you've got Rose's card, you've got your wife's card and a pen and paper. You sound like my dad. That's how he goes out.
I think what was mad was you really notice the ticks of when you just automatically reach for your phone.
Yeah.
Like every time I'd get up to walk to the toilet or something, I'd go to take my phone out to cover the walk in case I got bored on the walk.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, or any of these things.
I think as well that's a way to not have to talk to strangers in pubs. Yeah, that I've realised I used the phone a lot for that.
Yeah.
Because it gets a bit awkward after a while, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially if they're rowdy.
And so then... I managed to meet the people, went to watch Blur, had a lovely time, saw Krishnan Guru Murphy. Oh, this was weird.
What was he doing there on bass?
I don't know. He's just, Alex James isn't interested anymore.
You're there with all the celebs, you, Krishnan Guru Murphy, Gloria Honeyford later on. It's not 1962. You sure you're not like Nicholas Lyndhurst in Goodnight Sweetheart? You just floated through time.
I wish I fucking was, mate. Straight back to 1985, happily. You know me.
What's Krishnan Guru Murphy wearing and acting like at a Blur gig? Because I can't imagine him in anything other than a suit looking stern with a politician.
Yeah, he was still quite smart. I think he was in a polo shirt.
Classic dad. Yeah.
So something weird happened to me. Oh. I was watching the gig.
Yeah.
So they play Part Life and Phil Daniels comes on.
Lovely. He does all,
yeah, you know, or, oh, I'm a, you know, he's in his...
That's actually cultural appropriation. I'd rather if you didn't.
Well, I...
would you have done that if he was a Jamaican man?
So, Phil Daniels comes on and then they play Sunday Sunday, which is a song is one of the few Blur songs I'm not really fond of. So I think I'm going to go for a piss.
Yeah.
This is directly after Part Life. So I walk out of the kind of the Eastbourne Winter Gardens to go down to the toilet. And as I walk down the hallway to go to the toilet, Phil Daniels walks in front of me. He's going to the normal public toilet as well. Literally just walks straight off stage.
Okay, wow, that's exciting.
It's quite weird.
A piss with Daniels?
Well, I'm following him down and I go, I don't know what. I say, all right, Phil, because I think I'm going to get a selfie. And then I realise I haven't got a fucking phone.
Oh, right. So you can't have a sow at the blur gig.
And then he walks into the toilet, right? He ignores me, walks into the toilet, and he's looking for his kid. I can't remember what his kid's called, but say it's called, he's called something like Finley. I can't remember what it is. And he's like, Finley, Finley. And there's like a 10-year-old kid at the urinals. And he's like, what, Dad? And I'm just walking in, and there's cubicles on the right. And as he said, and Phil Daniels goes, where's your mum? And as he says that, in the gents, I push open the cubicle door, and there's a woman having a piss. And she goes, I'm in here, Phil. And I'm like looking at Phil Daniels' wife having a piss.
Is this in the men's?
In the men's. And after he's come off stage, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Part life.
So weird. I was like,
did she apologise or was it just embarrassed?
No, I apologised because I kind of walked in on her having a piss.
Yeah. And then, so what, and then what did you do?
I just got out of there. Didn't even have my piss.
He just left.
Just left. I panicked.
So you went and just watched Phil Daniels' wife pissing and left.
Yeah.
That's weirder than having a piss after.
Yeah, it is actually. Fucking hell.
Was it a good gig though? You had a good time?
Yeah, I had an amazing time.
Have you done any parenting?
I'd got a few things that I've written down on my phone, but I can't remember what they are because I haven't got my phone.
So what's the plan getting the phone back?
I'm going to phone Europe Car on the way to the Chelsea Flower Show. On Rose's phone.
All right, okay. Yeah. Rose is having to do a lot of admin now, isn't she?
What's quite nice is I've just got her to text a few people who I worry just need to know I haven't got a phone.
Yeah, well, no one messaged me.
I messaged Michael and I said, if you need me for the pot, I'll see you guys at 9 a.m. if you need anything, text me.
I'm just saying that, like, oh, you know, no one messaged me, just to let you know.
Well, do you know why, Rob? Because I wanted the story to be fresh for the podcast.
Good decision, actually.
Rob, please take this off my life and talk about parenting. Sorry.
Well, I haven't got much parenting either, to be honest, because I've been working.
Sorry.
I didn't see my kids for 5 days. No, but you had been parenting. You just lost your phone. So you couldn't tell. So it's been, I went to Italy to film the Grand Prix, but there was flooding and it got cancelled.
Did you tell Lou or did you and Romish just stay in Italy for a few days?
I know that we couldn't get back because we had to go to Venice to film something else. So
if it's flooded, don't go to Venice.
Yeah, well, that's what we thought, but Venice was fine. They're just used to it. It rained all week in Italy. I know it was really bleak in certain parts of Italy. So, so I can't complain, but it wasn't the nicest of weeks. However, because one of the days filming got cancelled, I slept for 10 hours, Josh.
Fuck off.
And it's the longest I've ever slept in my life. I slept for 10
hours.
You
could have gone from Eastbourne to Penzance in that time.
Exactly. And lost my phone. And I was asleep. And I slept for so long, Josh, that I got backache.
You got bed sores?
Basically, I was in bed for so long and I was just so tired, just like passed out. And I was just like, because it's been such a busy week with the traveling and stuff. And then I didn't move the whole night. My shoulder's still sore.
Oh, Rob, I feel for you, mate.
I can't. No, I don't need sympathy for having long sleep and hurting my arm.
Did you tell Lou?
I told her that I was chilling out in Bologna, but then I had the most stressful Saturday and Sunday there. That was a very chill day where we weren't filming much. My day, let me try and find this. In Venice on the Saturday, I got opera lessons and then rehearsed the opera, then performed an opera in Venice.
Fucking hell, Rob.
On Saturday night, okay.
Was that part of the TV show or just killing time?
That was my night off. Me and Romish thought, nah, let's not go for dinner and have a drink. Let's go and perform opera. And it was, it's always awful as well when you do them sort of things because obviously people watch that show on the telly. You'll go out there and be full of Italians, but there'll be a couple of British people in the middle going, is that Robin? If I've learned anything about traveling around the world doing this show, there's always a British person there. There's always if you go into within a mile of you, there'll always be an English person wherever you are in the world. It's insane. Course. Anyway, so we finished doing the opera, and then I'm on the 8 o'clock flight back from Venice to London, and it's a Sunday, and I had to go to Radio 2 to do my Radio 2 show. Okay, but to get from my hotel to the airport, got to get on a gondola, got to get on a boat. Then I get to the sort of mainlandy bit, get in a taxi, the minibus thing with the crew to the airport, get on an airplane. You're
having a go at me, Penzance to Eastport. Oh, mate, just gone Penzance to Eastport.
Footprint is a disgrace at the moment, but people need to be entertained, Josh. If Rishi Sunak can go to Blackpool in a private jet to talk shit, I should be allowed to get in a gondola. Oh, what's a gondola? Is that carbon footprint? It's just a bloke pushing.
No, he's just pushing it along with a stick,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah. It's basically punting. Deep sea punting.
Deep sea punting.
So we get to, anyway, so we fly home, land at British Airways. They do make it hard to enjoy yourself on those planes, don't they? Anyway, they land about 5 miles away from Terminal 5. They've had a whole terminal built for them. They still can't land near it. Fuck knows. So it landed. We got on a bus. Have you ever done this? You land at Heathrow, you get on a bus.
Get on a bus.
It goes underground in a tunnel on a dual carriageway for about 10 minutes.
Not the Devon Expressway.
It was the Heathrow Expressway. And then it got us through to... Anyway, so we get to the airport. And then I've got to go and do Radio 2, but also I've not seen my kids for 5 days. They're at a birthday party. They're at Ninja Warrior Guildford. So I land at 10:15. And then,
AM?
Yep.
All that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all, I've been on all those transports before 11 a.m.
What time did you get up?
Six Italian time, but five. Gosh.
Yeah.
Five English time. So I've been up since 5. Anyway, I've got back to the UK, in a taxi now, off to Guildford Ninja Warrior. And I've started trying to dress a bit smarter, Josh, not because I'm turning 40.
Oh, here we go. Welcome to the bloody party, mate. Welcome to the bloody team. Welcome to the midlife crisis.
Well, when I say smarter, I'm not dressing like in hush puppies in a smoking jacket.
I'm
like
not
you.
Wearing it.
I've just can't keep going out like a road man. I dress now like I'm a 17-year-old kid dealing drugs from a council estate,
and I've got to stop doing
that. So I just thought I'd be a bit smart. Just jeans, nice trainers, t-shirt, and a jacket, right? Like, almost like what I'd wear on the telly, kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
When I get to Ninja Warrior, I've got to do Ninja Warrior. It's a kid's birthday party. I thought I was watching.
I thought that point in your career would come, Rob, but I didn't think it'd be this soon.
So I'm in jeans and a t-shirt trying to do Ninja Warrior, and I get there and I'm so like, I feel like I'm going to collapse. I feel like I'm going to die, right? And I was like, a week ago I was hosting the BAFTAs. Now I'm at Ninja Warrior Guildford after flying back from Italy. And I'm trying to do it, and there I beat the wall and all that. And then a lot of people are recognising me. And then when there's like the teenage boys there. So it's a weird thing that dads do. They get the teenage boys to come up to me and go, what's it? Because it's obviously them doing it, not the kids. Going, is this a good pickup line? And it's just sort of a cheesy joke. But so I've got like teenage boys asking me if it's a good pickup line.
No.
Going,
no.
Are you from America? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Oh, no. You should have said, no, it's not.
Yeah, but you can't say that to a 10, 11-year-old. No, that's shit.
Yeah, that's
fucking shit. Now fuck off on that wall. Get off my rings. So I'm doing it, and it's basically there's an actual like a ring thing you climb along, and then there's like inflatable stuff for the younger kids. Inflatable like assault courses. I don't know how everybody there's not spraining their ankles. It's absolutely like you're bouncing around.
Granddad.
You're bouncing about all over the place, and so I'm trying to do that, and I'm sort of struggling on it. Then we have the party, and then it's happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. I've seen the kids. And then now it's 1:45. I'm on air at 5 p.m. Lou, by the way, went out with some friends on Saturday night. Guess what time she came in, Josh?
2.
3 a.m.
Whoa! Yeah. I didn't know you were married to Pete Doherty.
Well, yeah, it looks like I am. I'm married Pete Doherty. And so she was out.
So she came in at 3 a.m.
She reckoned she weren't that drunk, and she was doing Ninja Warrior as well.
Why stay out?
They were sharing a car back, and it was up in London. So I don't know if she wanted to sort of go in the night bus or a late cab. So she got in at 3, so she was tired. So I said, what I'll do is 1:45, I'll drive you and the kids in, because I got dropped off in a taxi with a suitcase at Ninja Warrior. Look, I don't think anyone's ever turned up with a full suitcase to Ninja Warrior before. Like, this guy's taking it serious. He's got chalk in there, a pair of running shoes. And then, so I drive them back, and I've not slept much. I've driven them back from Guildford to Bromley, to my house. I drop them off. Then Lou drops me off at the train station, because it's now 3 p.m. I'm on air at 5, and I'll get the train up. So half three, I get the train. So I haven't eaten. since I haven't eaten since the night before. There's not been a chance. So I get to the train station. There's a kebab shop there. I've only got 10 minutes. The only thing that they can do in 10 minutes is doner meat and chips. So now I'm eating.
Fucking all right. So now, your life.
I'm sat at a train station eating doner meat and chips. And I've never eaten doner meat and chips before I've gone out before.
You've never said doner meat and chips so many times in the space of a minute.
It's lovely sober.
Yeah, it's lovely sober.
So I'm eating doner meat and chips, get on the train, get up there, running late, so I jump in a taxi, right?
Yeah.
My dad was a black cab driver. The stereotypes for a reason, they do not stop talking. Nice enough guy. I'm empty. The tank is... I was in an opera lesson 12 hours ago. The tank is... empty. I've not had a day off in May. I've come off an arena tour straight into a classical music episode of Romesh. I did a performance at the Royal Festival Hall of classical music, done the BAFTAs. I've been in Italy all week, done an opera, done Ninja Warrior. Now I'm in a taxi where he's talking me through electric vehicles and Uber. And I'm like, I'm not involved. I don't want to be involved in this conversation. So I'm trying to be polite. I'm answering.
Does he know who you are? Is he like doing it because he's aware of you?
Yeah. I get in the car. Hello, Rob. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to have to talk. Normally I'm a talker, Josh, you know me, but the tank is that. I feel like there should be a word you say to people where you go, it's not about you. Yeah. It's all me. I've got nothing left in the tank. I'm empty. I just can't formulate a sentence. Yes, yeah. I'm going to go doing two hours of live radio in a minute. And just, I'm trying to.
Yeah, but you only need to talk for 30 seconds, and then you can pop on Bananarama and Rick Astley. So it's fine. You can't do that with a cabbie. Sorry, mate. Are you all right to shut up? I'm just going to play Adele instead.
Yeah. I'm going to put on the 9-minute version of Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd just to get through things. Anyway, so he's chatting to me, and he's a nice bloke, but it was 15 minutes. I was in the cab for. I counted because I was answering, but like quite politely, like, yeah, a bit busy, mate. Yeah. Oh, yeah, doing that. You know, just polite, sort of trying to, and then back on my phone. I counted 37 questions, 15 minutes.
Fucking
it's a lot of questions, isn't it, Josh?
Yeah.
To ask and answer. Anyway, nice enough bloke. And then when I get to Radio 2, I'm like, right, I'm in out, right. Just got to do 2 more hours before I can get back home and have a rest, right? Because it's been non-stop since I got on an aeroplane this morning. Since I got on the fucking gondola this morning. Then I tried to beat the wall. I think the wall won 3-0. And I get out of the car. He goes, you don't mind it. I always do this. I'm like, all right. And he went, whenever I meet anyone off the telly, I always make them sit in the cab and I take a photo. So then he gets out the front and I get and sit in the cab. Now I'm just sat in the cab.
What? In the driving seat?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding, mate? I'm in a rush.
And I've told him, I'm on air in like 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
He's got Radio 2 on. And I'm like,
this is like the kind of thing that happens to me. This is another.
Yeah, the tank was empty, Josh. And he was a nice guy. And I was like, so I'm sat there. And I'm sat there in the cab, Radio 2's on. I hear Johnny Walker going, Rob Beckett will be up in a minute. I went, no, he fucking won't be. He's sat in a cab outside Wogan House. And then I got in, did the show, and I come home, and I was broken last night. I was so tired.
Yeah.
And this is what I've noticed. When Lou's looking after kids on her own, so poor Lou's been doing the kids all week. When Lou's, because Lou gets in her own sort of, she gets goes into sort of like hyper-focus mode where she's got a, do everything she's got to do in the week and look after the kids without me. And then when the kids are in bed and they don't stop asking questions, like your youngest hasn't really started that yet, but when it's like a cacophony of noise, of questions and questions, and it's really tiring. So Lou wants to do is get him in bed, lay on the sofa and watch. At the moment, she's watching the Vanderpumps. Heard of the Vanderpumps?
Yeah. Rose watched the Vanderpumps.
Yeah, so Lou's just got into that. 10 series of it. She's 3 series in. She's pumped. She's loving life. She's Vanderpumping life, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I sort of sit there and like, do you want to watch? And then, but I've just been reintroduced to a new system of how the house works.
Yeah.
And it's like, Lou doesn't really want to talk to me. No. Lou wants to just sit and watch the Vanderpumps. And I'm another person that's coming, talking and saying things. And it takes a few days for us. It's almost like coming back from conflict. You know, like when people come back from like time on the front line, they go to like Cyprus for a couple of weeks just to calm down a bit. So we both, it's got to the point now, we both sort of respect that. We go like, she just needs one more night at the Vanderpumps with me in the house and then we can start communicating again and being a couple. But at the moment,
that's good.
I feel very okay.
So what are you doing today? Are you seeing?
I'm seeing. So we're doing this, and then we're both doing a bit of exercising together, and then we're going to go out for a bit of lunch.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Right. Yes. Gonna go the hash brown at the drive-through, my man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know
exercising together.
Man's doing some squats in there, yeah?
I don't want to keep you, Rob.
Well, we're doing we're doing pad work, which actually sounds more sick.
I don't want to know what you're doing, Rob. That is
doing a bit of pad work together, and then she's going to peg me. Oh, sorry, no, it's when the sort of suggestive references went. But yeah, so it's been a mad day. Just dropped the kids off at school, and then we got this half term. We've got a lot of good family stuff planned for half term, going to Alton Towers. So I think when you're hearing this, we'll probably be in Alton Towers. We're doing this a little bit before. So we're going to Alton Towers in half term.
Exciting.
And I've got the summer off. Yes, it's going to be a half term. Is it half term next week for your kids? It's all different all over the country.
We're going to Greece.
Oh, yeah. So that's why we're doing this one now, because you'll be in Greece and I'll be in Alton Towers. Then we can report back with some more parenting stuff. It's been a bit non-parenting.
Very exciting.
I've got some time off coming up, so I will be looking after my children, Josh.
Yeah, that's good.
And then we can talk about that.
And I did do parenting, but I wrote it all down on my phone. And I thought, that is good stuff. And then...
You can get a double whammy of it next time.
Yeah, I just can't remember,
so
Rob, because my phone...
Before we go, so, can you...
can I just say, I've just got an email from Rose saying that...
Have you not got an iPad you could take out with you, like one of them sort of like business men?
No. And she needs to get a parking permit for someone that's just popped round. I can't do that because it's on my phone. Everything is on my phone.
No.
Life is on my fucking phone.
You know where you don't need a parking permit? Zone 5.
No, of course not.
Lovely life.
Of course you bloody don't.
You know what? You don't even park on my drive. Space for a guest.
Space for a guest. Bloody hell, Rob. I'm going to have to try and do the parking permit on the Hackney website.
Council websites are the worst design thing. What the fuck's going on? What's the budget on the website? Just like, does someone just get their niece to do it?
Yeah, I don't know how to do this.
Josh, you're trying to do it now whilst we're recording the podcast.
Well, I've got 10 minutes, otherwise the person's parking illegally.
Oh no.
What?
Oh, dear. Oh, God, quick, for the SWAT team. Do you want me to help? What have I got to Google? Victoria Park parking before it's illegal. So
here we go. Log in. I mean, there's worse illegal activity going on in Hackney,
so
I'm sure.
So when you just pump in their number plate and then they can park?
Oh, yeah, I haven't got the fucking number plate. Well, I'll do it when we finish recording this, Rob.
Oh, thanks. Oh, thanks, mate. Appreciate that.
Good point.
Before we wrap up in here, we do a small business shower. Well, how does a Chelsea Flower Show work? And why are you there? What's going on? How can people normally go? Is it just a celebrity?
Do you know who else is there? The bloody king.
The king's going to be there.
And the queen. Yeah.
Queen consort. Wonderful.
No, she's the queen.
I think that's out of order. Philip didn't get king. I just think, have a bit of respect, will you, Camilla? Come on. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're already in through the back door. Let's not fucking start taking a pic. Come on, mate. Just go.
Yeah.
Right, let's do small business chat. Oh, no, yeah. How does it work then, Chelsea Flash? Because you just get invited.
So it says... Yeah, I want to get you to go because I want you to Bristol. Yeah,
I will. Lou wants to go. This year's too busy, but we're going to go next year.
Yeah, next year, you can come with us and Tom Allen and Gloria Hunterford.
Yeah, lovely day out. I'll just avoid the ponds. Right. Okay, let's do a small business shout out then. But can people buy tickets to walk around then? Is that how it works?
Can people buy tickets to walk around? Yes.
Yeah, that's how it works. Okay.
Yeah,
and this is they invite celebs on the Monday to. Sort of as a promo, so there's
so they can put pictures of Gemma
wacky
Collins
to get in the paper.
What am I going to do that's wacky? I haven't even got a fucking phone.
Maybe just go up because I think can you do this for the listeners, right?
No.
When they're taking photos and you're just sort of walking around and you sort of just do normal posing roles, can you just do one of like throw out the horns and stick your tongue out at the paparazzi?
I wouldn't do that, Rob.
Why not?
Because
I think they'll get in the paper.
Yes, it'll be getting a paper. I'll look like a fucking twat.
Yeah, but it'll be funny. You're a comedian, aren't you? What?
I'm not on Jackass.
Yeah, but that old Jackass. They don't just fall funny photos at Chelsea Flower Show. No, maybe not, like, but do something a bit like, maybe hug Tom or something. Or do something that'll get you in the paper.
Okay, I'll give Tom a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, that might be good. Or lips.
No, just kiss on the cheek. Right, okay.
So. Or, so I think if you do that, you'll go, or just say something like, yeah, you're auditioning for the new host of This Morning, and then that'll get you in the paper, because it'll be like, Whittacombe slams This Morning.
What? Oh, so they wouldn't take it that I could be auditioning for it. They'd presume it was a joke. They'd go, wow, that's...
I think you'd find it very stressful jumping between the serious and fun topics.
Yeah, I was thinking about how difficult that job is.
Yeah, it's a tough job.
It's a tough fucking... I don't know which bit I'm meant to enjoy. I don't want to talk about soaps. I don't want to cook with Gino DeCampo.
Oh, why not? He's fun.
That'd be the best bit. Yeah, I don't want to sit there while people... I don't want to pretend I'm interested in high street fashions. I don't want to pretend I'm interested in some fucking former Coronation Street actor who's got a new series on ITV1. I don't want to...
Josh, you're not doing the show. Calm down.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
I know. I'm just saying that, but you're like... I feel like I've gone on to be interviewed by you and you're letting rip in the advert break. I just didn't know it'd be like this, Rob.
I've signed up for 4 years. My car is at 6 a.m. every morning. I've spoken to Saran Jones 16 times this year about new projects.
Michelle Keegan's back on again. Juan Quan's got some fashion tips for me.
I don't care what's happening in Emmerdale.
Because if you were the host of This Morning, even if you like 60% of things, you have to be into 100% of things.
Yeah.
No one is. No one can possibly care about a new serious drama on BBC One, then Emmerdale, then Carbonara, then the new tequila craze.
Oh,
how do you
man.
Do it?
And then you're interviewing someone who's like...
Got the world's biggest
got anorexia.
Oh, no,
we've
bit.
Got
That's
very different... yeah.
Different worries.
But like you're interviewing like a really serious,
horrible,
awful kind of story. And then you're meant to go, anyway, here's Andy Peters walking down a beach. And you're like, fucking hell.
Right. Should we do a small business shout out, Josh?
Yeah.
Here we go. This will be a good one actually for our listeners, Josh. Hello, Josh and Rosh. I'm a little behind on my podcasting. Josh and Rob. I'm a little behind on my podcasting, but I've recently heard Josh is trying to stop drinking alcohol. So I thought my friend Jesse's new small business, JYFL, which is pronounced joyful, but spelled JYFL, might be of interest to him and also all the listeners who are sober or pregnant. After trying to get sober herself last year, Jess still wanted to join the fun at social events, but found the choice between water or soft drink a bit boring and not in the party spirit. So she's created Joyful. Joyful is an online shop selling hampers packed with delicious and luxurious non-alcoholic beverages and
Very
snacks
good.
To bring you joy without the repercussions. They're a perfect gift to celebrate the big milestones, the little wins, and everything in between. The business just launched in Feb 2023, selling locally sourced products from around the UK and use sustainably sourced and recycled packaging. They ship all over the UK and can be purchased from jyfl.co.uk. Thanks, boys. Rosemary.
That is lovely. I'm on the website. It looks very good. Premium alcohol-free hampers. There we go. Hi, Rob and Josh. Thanks for being so sexy and relatable. I know how you love visiting Whitstable. Yes.
I like Whitstable, yeah.
Would like to promote my
friend's
new business. Please, can you do a small business shout out for the Sneaker House in Whitstable? My friends Ben and Diana have set up a shop in December selling rare and one-of-a-kind sneakers. Sneakers that you cannot find anywhere else. That is... Trainers, though, right? They are the only specialist trainer shops in Kent. Avoid the queues in London or risking the online auction and come down to the Sneaker House. Instagram at the Sneaker House Shop. Thanks, Nina Phoenix, 36 years old, from Canterbury.
Lovely. Nina Phoenix.
There we go. That's a good name, isn't it?
Trainers, right?
Yeah.
Josh, I'll see you next time. Enjoy the Chelsea Flower Show.
Yes, and I'll have news, fingers crossed, about
your phone.
Life savings.
Now, don't forget to do the parking. You've got 2 minutes until it's illegal.
Shit.
Bye.